Okay, sir. The NAB reception tomorrow night. I assumed you'd want to treat that as you did the business council reception. It's the same kind of deal. The National Alliance Businessmen tomorrow evening when you reach us from the funeral. It's just an hour and a half stag reception of 120.
We're doing that. I thought we were...
No, we're doing that tomorrow night. It was at 5 p.m. and we delayed it for 1 hour. So they will have been underway about a half hour when you get back. State dining room, 120 people. But it's every bit like the business council reception, so I assume you'd want to dispense with any kind of a receiving line and just mingle for a while and say a few words to them. Lynn Townsend's on his way out of that, and John Harper is the new...
They're trying to get me to do something else. Did you know that they were... That is the only event I think there's... Did we end up with this National Alliance of Businessmen doing two events or one event? And it's the reception tomorrow night. And that's it. They all understand I'm not coming down to make a speech. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but then somebody else is going to do the luncheon. When was that? That's today, tomorrow, huh? Okay. What the hell is this then? What is it? Yeah, what is this basically for then? Should we, the main thing is, should I have set up a receiving line on it or not? Should set up it is, and I don't know them well enough to mingle around then. I kept it with the receiving line. Yeah, because these are basically rather small priority. No, but what I mean is not in terms of the business council types. I won't know them. That's the only reason you'd have a bank receiving line is to, if you don't know them, I receive them. If I do know them, I don't receive them. See the point? So it depends. These are basically executives from... All right. You do receive them, don't you? Yeah, all right, fine. Okay, well, we'll work it out. Fine, either way, we can talk about it.
I know you don't know as many of this.
And the other crowd was not the receiving line, was not even proper. This crowd, if I don't know them too well, it's just they all want them.
Yeah, but I thought that would be quite a bit, though.
150 is the
thing. Well, it's 120. It's 122. I just counted them.
Their wives. I mean,
no. But there are a few ladies involved. But
well, I'll shake their hand, yes. Okay. Say a few words.
Okay. Then.
All right.
That's it on that. The stag dinner on March 25th is what we're calling the Maury Stands dinner. Those are the names that were given to us by Peter and Maury.
Yeah.
I assume there that you, again, that you probably wouldn't want to, well, that's a dinner, so maybe you do want to receive them.
How many are coming?
86, if they all accept. They're 86 on the list.
86, right.
Now, they're all, of course, you know, top contributors.
They should be received. I've got to shave all their hands. I don't think it's good to just...
I guess you're probably going to get about 68 or 70, yeah. And that's that is a stag dinner, business suit. Because
they're all standing around there. I could do it.
Yeah, that's a little
bit... I may just sort of wander through that one and, you know, go up to each group. Bank around a little. Except that we've got the main thing is to get the thing so that it rolls and they get in and start eating. You know?
Right.
And
doesn't weigh.
My guess is that the receiving line on that is fine. We're going to knock them off for this evening at the White House, which is good. Hmm. That'll save a lot of time.
Oh, we are? Okay. Good. The other question I have there, they want to know right away for the invitations. This is the April 6th dinner for Latin American ambassadors. For the African ambassadors, it was a black tie dinner.
White tie.
You think this ought to be white tie? Mossbacher leans for white tie. He says they'll want it.
It's a season.
Yeah, it's a season.
Make it white tie.
And your other two will again be in the white tie season there next fall.
Yeah, and black tie, when my name was not in the white tie season, as I recall.
It was probably in late summer, yeah, it was some time ago. I just don't recall.
Well, anyway, it doesn't make any difference. We call it white tie.
Right.
Not Spector Leach, that is.
He does and Lucy does, but he does out of consideration for them more than for you.
Sure. They
like to wear all their medals.
It's more the way they want.
Last question. Reverend Akaka from Hawaii. We sort of, we really did make a commitment last year that we would have him here this spring or summer. If we have him in May, it may interfere with wedding preparations because this would be a...
Hi, John. Do you have anything you want to go over? I'm seeing Connelly in quarter five. I'm talking to him about burgers, basically, right now. I thought it was... All right, bye. Bye. Well, our SST was a disappointment. What's your feeling about it? Do you think this will scoop and Maggie try to get put in the system? And then what would happen if that was the case? What would be our strategy? Just put it in and then try to still broker something off, huh?
Well, you know, if we had that thing, we'd have it out on the South Lawn. We'd probably have about 1,000 people. And it's a big event to have that soon before the wedding. On the other hand, we could wait. But if we're going to have him in the month of May, if we're going to have him before the wedding, the month of May is the time to have him. And we could do it in early May.
When's the wedding?
June 5th or 12th. They're telling me now they may have it on the 12th.
I think the month of May is all right. Yeah. It's May 15th.
Okay. If it's in the early part, I could do it.
Early part of May.
Well, I mean, we just owe him an answer. I don't think we have to tell him yes, but we could. Mm-hmm. That would be a nice touch, though. It'd be something different.
Yeah.
Which brings up another point.
Yeah.
You wanted me to plant a seed in the east wing so that Mrs. Nixon, Connie would start ginning up a trip for Mrs. Nixon.
Yeah.
And if we, I can do that and do it the way you want it done, except that I'm wondering now with a wedding coming up in June that she would just never do it. I mean, that would be unrealistic now.
Just, no, I wouldn't try anything now. March 15th. Except the 1 or 2 days, there's something she could go out to. There are a couple of events that they want her talking. I think that in a one-day shot.
Well, you mentioned the month of May, and I thought that's getting off.
Well, one-day shot.
If it's a quickie like that.
One-day shot.
All right. Well,
okay.
Okay, sure.
You're saying, what's a good idea?